Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have our Men's Spiritual Hour. It's a radio show that me and my friend Mike created to create a platform where we could bring men in to talk about their spiritual journeys. So we're really happy. We've had this show for quite a while now. And you might have noticed that we didn't have our usual music at the beginning, and that's because we're in the process of having the studio redesign some music for our show. We keep music on copyright for 1 year, and our copyright contracts have gone out on the music. So you get to listen to me do the intro. And with that, hello, Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mark.
Great to have you on tonight. So we have a little bit of a delay because we're waiting for our guests to Skype in. And we've done this with a couple of our guests who have called in. But the general thing is most people can't Skype into the show until the show actually starts. So we're just waiting for them to come into the switchboard. And I guess I'll rub it in Mike's face on how warm I am. So how cold is it up there, Mike?
Oh, boy, we've been getting down in the 20s for a while, and today we had a warm spell where I think it hit 40 at the most today, so we were just sort of celebrating. But as you know, Mark, I was down in Florida not too long ago, and I enjoyed every minute of it until I came home to frozen pipes in my house.
Oh, my goodness. Did you actually have frozen pipes when you came home?
Yeah, I got it. There's one usual spot in my house where I just put the space heater in, and I'm good. But, you know, I was missing Florida.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go check on our guests and everything. So while we're doing that, why don't you go ahead and talk about, you know, do the bio and everything for the guests that we're going to have on this evening, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. Okay, so tonight our guest is Cyril and Cindy Mayer, and they are both Metaphysical Universal Ministries ministers, and they work out of Allentown, PA at St. John's Metaphysical Church, which is also a church that I attend and play music at. And they also work out of Sarasota, Florida, currently right now in the wintertime. And that's where they are right now, in nice and warm, sunny Sarasota. And we'll give you a little more information about Cyril first. Cyril originally, as a young adult, had considered becoming a priest, but it changed after the Vietnam War began. He chose to become a conscientious objector and serve the country as an orderly working in a hospital. He enjoyed helping people get well so much that he decided to go back to school to study nursing. And early in his career as an RN, he discovered alternative healing modalities. He became a channel of healing energy and studied metaphysical philosophy, eventually co-founding an international metaphysical healing community in the Pocono Mountains of PA in 1987. And this is where he met his wife, Cindy. And both Cyril and Cindy have become respected teachers of the philosophy of living spirit and mentors to many young leaders and truth seekers. And then some information on Reverend Cindy herself. She was a natural intuitive even as a child. She grew up on a farm in New Jersey where she had a horse named Cheyenne. And through her telepathic connection with Cheyenne, Cindy became aware of the basic connection between all things. And she actually has a website with more information on what she offers, and it's www.thesoulgate.net. And I guess, Mark, we're still waiting a few minutes there for you to establish that Skype connection with them. Okay, well, I guess we're still waiting there for Mark, and they're having a little technical difficulties calling into the show.
Hey, Mike, it's Mark.
Oh, okay, you're back.
Yeah, are you done doing the intro?
Yes, I did.
All right, so we have our guests on. We weren't able to get the Skype thing to work. I'll actually have to test that with iPad next week. But we have them by phone, so say hello, everybody.
Hello, this is Cyril.
And Cindy.
It's great to have both of you on. It's great to have both of you on the show this evening. We appreciate you dialing in. I know we were busy trying to get you guys on, but Mike just did a really good introduction and talked about how you guys walk on water, you create miracles, there's sightings, all kinds of good stuff.
I witnessed it.
So I guess we'll go ahead, Mike.
You guys, I think he didn't hear it, but I just read your introductions, a little bit about your backgrounds. But what we'd like to do is, again, first welcome you to the show. And Cyril, we'd like to start with you. Basically, I was wondering, before we get into like your background, your bio, if you could just tell us a little bit about what you're doing presently now, as far as like your spiritual work and different groups you're involved with. And the reason I asked that first is, as I was just discussing with Mark here, I had just recently taken a road trip down to Florida for 10 days towards the end of December. And I met up with you and Cindy down there, and I also met up with Mark, and we had a lot of wonderful discussions and so forth. But I do remember you mentioning the spiritual community church that you're involved with down there in Sarasota, Florida. So just wonder if you could just talk about some of the few things you're involved in currently before we go back into the more of a biography of your life.
I ran across the spiritual community and to escape from the cold in Northeast Pennsylvania. The community here is called the Sarasota Center of Life, and it's a metaphysical church that focuses.
I'm sorry, we're not hearing you too well.
Okay, this church focuses on metaphysics.
There we go. Thank you.
The spiritual aspect of the soul and the awareness and the realization that all life is continuous, that we are primarily spiritual beings having a physical body. Now, some of their basic principles deal with this in the way of communication with those that have passed on to the spirit soul world. They do very much as I do in the reality that communication with those in spirit soul world is possible. And so we have been attending different classes there. Presently I am in a vibrational healing course, and Cindy is presently taking a mediumship course. In addition to that, we're in the planning stage for starting a Course in Miracles group here at the center. The Course in Miracles group is a well-known metaphysical path that has been around for many, many years. And it deals with looking at one's perceptions in life and making a change, coming from the space of a loving space, coming from the space of one's intuitive, but it's not just intuitive, it's the recognition that the essence of who we are has never left the source. One of the things that we are doing in addition to the Course in Miracles is that we are starting a circle here, a meditation circle that will begin next month, in which a group of us will get together and have a guided meditation for the experiencing connection with other aspects of our being, of who we are. So those are a few of the things that we're doing at the present moment.
Oh, that's great. So I know from the couple of years that I spent down in Sarasota that they have a really great drum circle. Do you guys take part in the drum circle down there?
Well, I used to. Yes, I used to go over there every Sunday evening and drum. However, now I play the harp. So I don't take my harp over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't string that over and just kind of drag it down to the beach.
Yeah,
yeah, well, I actually, when I was just down there, they told me about the drum circle, and my friend Ken and I, who went on the trip with me, we went to the drum circle the one Sunday night, and it was just amazing. I mean, they just started it a little before sunset. They went into the nighttime, and people were dancing with hula hoops that glow in the dark, and everybody was just joined in and happy, and the energy was so amazing. And I really thank you both, Cindy and Cyril, for the recommendation for that, because I know originally I was going to leave the beach and just meet you for dinner, but I made you guys wait an extra 2 hours so I could go to the drum circle.
Yeah, I'm happy you did it. It's one of the amazing things here.
Mm-hmm. How do people find out more about the events that you have at your church down there? What is your website?
The website for the church is SarasotaCenterOfLight.com.
Very good, very good. So I guess the question I have is going back to the beginning, going back to, you know, the beginning of your journey, what did your foundation look like?
A spiritual foundation started with me being raised as a Catholic, a pretty strict Catholic. And growing up in the Catholic Church in my high school years, doing all those typical religious things that Catholics did, like praying the rosary. I noticed that while doing that in church alone, that my awareness would shift. It would seem like I would go into an altered state. And I found that to be so peaceful, that connection with who I really was. And that became very much of a guiding force in the life, so much so that through the high school years and early college years, I felt a strong desire to consider the priesthood and follow that route. I actually was getting into meditation a little bit and thought about becoming a monk. So that influence was very strong. And as I continued with the meditating and that altered state experience and that deep feeling of peace, which is around the time during the Vietnam War, and I found that I was getting more and more uncomfortable with the idea of healing. I also noticed that with this meditation, it seemed like I was a monk in a past life, which really kind of intrigued me. So with the idea that with the Vietnam War raging on, I just realized that I could not go to war, and so I became a conscientious objector and served my country for 2 years that way. It was while I was serving as an orderly that I realized that in my orderly eyes and limited experience, that it was the nurses that took care of a lot of people that made them feel better. And so that kind of helped me to form my occupation, which was a flow in towards becoming a nurse, and I did so. And through my nursing career, I certainly come in contact with many other nurses, and met one who had very strong metaphysical leanings. This individual named Mark taught me and told me about alternative means of health, of radiating energy of health, of Reiki energy to others to bring about a state of health balance, a restoration from the dis-ease and disharmony that occurs not only in other people, but also to radiate energy to myself. So this is a strong addition to my leanings in my spiritual development. I noticed that as time went on with learning about alternative means of radiating energy of health, that more doors opened for me. And one of those boards was an organization that was in Northeast Pennsylvania, based in Allentown at the time, called the Sea of Tranquility. And while I made many journeys there, up to Allentown from Northern Virginia, and eventually made the decision to move there because I was attracted to the metaphysical perspective, the philosophy of the living sphere. That philosophy being that we not only have physical bodies, but we are primarily spiritual. We are primarily seeking the experiment of love on this plane, the experiment for the experience, and learning about who we are and what we truly are.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's go over to switch over to, is it Cindy?
Yes.
So Cindy, yes. You were a naturally gifted child from what I can see. Can you tell us about your upbringing and how you met him in the Pocono Mountains?
My upbringing was a lot different than Cyril's. It was very free-flowing, riding horses and I basically raised myself in the woods, and so when it came to the metaphysical perspective, it was a natural to me. So I was in a psychic development class with the medium that we ended up starting the community with. When Cyril came to the community, he came to the class, and this energy came out of my solar plexus and went zooming over to him. And that never happened to me before. And so I was quite taken with this connection. And Spirit was always guiding us to be together. Even in the class, the medium kept putting us together. And it turned out that his mother was named Betty. My mother was named Betty. His grandmother was named Mary. My grandmother was named Mary. So we hit it off right away and became best friends and started this community with the medium. We went up and searched for land in the Poconos and found an Indian Vision Quest land, which was for sale and had crystals in it. And that's where we made our home for the last 28 years. And we went to classes and did healing every week. We were working in the metaphysical perspective. Cyril was going to the nursing job at hospitals, and I was teaching classes and doing massages and healing and psychic things. And we had like a little Lilydale, Casadega thing going on up there for 27 years. And now most of the elders, all of them almost, have transitioned. And that's where my focus is now, is helping people transition into spirit soul world without having to suffer. And that's when I took up the harp and started discovering how music, which of course Mike knows, how it opens doors and clears the veils. And it's just a beautiful way to get in touch with your inner life.
Wow. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that beautiful story. Socially, it's interesting to see how your chakra kind of went over and said, all right, there's something to go look at. So go ahead, Mike.
Okay, well, one subject I'd like to cover, and I know, I guess, Cindy, this is your area of expertise, is would you be able to tell us a little bit about the matrix energetics? And it's interesting because, Mark, I believe you just had a guest on recently. Was her name Melissa?
Yeah, Melissa.
Okay. I wonder if, because I know you you've worked with Melissa and you have a little story behind that. And you know, I just wonder if you could give us a little introduction to that with the matrix energetics.
Yeah, the matrix energetics seminars are about going into the quantum field of all possibilities. And actually, I presented this information from Richard's books, Richard Bartlett's books, and we studied it, Cyril and I, together. And Cyril is an amazing guide to the heart center. And the heart center, he does it with his meditations, and the heart center takes the students, or puts the students in, into a space of all possibilities. And then the energy from the heart comes out so powerfully that it transforms. If you're focusing on an injury, or you're focusing on something, it just fully transforms that energy and shifts it into another dimension, which is his health. So Cyril was really good at that. When he did the 2 points, the people would just kind of fall against the wall. So we had to put a wall behind them when he did it. So we both worked with that energy, and I love the matrix energetics. It's just a, you can't explain what it is. Really. It just doesn't have words.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Sure.
So, Cyril, I also have a question for you, and I was wondering if you could tell us, you know, since we do this as the Men's Spiritual Radio Hour, one thing that we like to do, because we interview different men on their spiritual path from all walks of life, and one of the things I'd like to ask you is, you know, from a male that has discovered spirituality throughout your life, like you have, what kind of advice could you give to other, especially male listeners out there, of a good place to begin to start to discover their spiritual side? Because you know, a lot of times we're raised from birth to think not outside the box. You know what I mean? We're taught in kindergarten to use the crayons and color within, stay inside the lines and everything like that. But you know, there is a lot of times where a lot of us get to that breaking point in our life where we start to question things and we start to, you know, feel around a little bit. And so for men out there especially that are starting to get to that stages of questioning life, of who they are, what they are, and what their capabilities are beyond just the physical flesh, again, what kind of advice can you give for people to start that discovery early on? You know, even if it's promoting like a couple different books or so forth, you know, maybe comparing your own experience.
In looking at my experience and the suggestion that I would have for other men is to take moments to be quiet, to reflect, to go into a meditation, listening to some meditation music, and to focus on quieting the mind. And the reason for this is that as one turns inward, one becomes connected with their true source, their true identity, their essence of who they are, which is really that love, without any judgment, without any expectations. There are no questions, there are no demands. One of the things about male spirituality, and I would say masculinity, is that with masculinity and male spirituality, there's a great deal of power and strength in kindness, and coming from that center that is within, that only knows God. So, in order to reach this state of being, one needs to take some moments to explore. I have read many, many books on creating one's reality. My very first books dealt with the Seth books many years ago. Seth Speaks, The Nature of Personal Reality. But there have been so many more that have come out on the market. As one begins to really look at one's inner life, one sees that it's not just the physical. and there's the awareness of power, the awareness of healing. Presently, I'm reading a book called The Afterlife of Julie Zingers. This is a book about a man who was a drug addict who died. And he connected with his sister after passing. And he dictated to her his experiences of what it's like to what it's like on the other side. And I found it to be very comforting. It's a true story. And what I found to be comforting about it is, again, that awareness and the reality that there's nothing that we can do in life that it can ever be considered wrong or failure. We are loving spiritual beings, that whatever experience that we have on this planet is just perfect the way it is. For every bit of experience adds to our soul growth and our soul development. So the first area I would say would be meditation at the start. Another area would be to form some type of community of some sort. And by that, other friends to talk with, maybe friends at church or other people that have like-minded interests. And begin to talk about these things, these feelings, these awarenesses. It's kind of like a flower. And one needs to water the flower and provide the light along the flower. So those are that I would have at this moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm actually, I'd just like to make a quick comment. I actually just finally finished the book you spoke of, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, and I think it's definitely a great read for anybody, male or female, anybody interested in just about what happens to us on the other side and spirituality in general, because the book just gives such beautiful keys to life that in some cases you think when you read the book you wouldn't understand until you pass on, which is, you know, part of the main character, Billy, what he does realize, you know, things that he realizes once he's on the other side. But it's almost, the book is a gift to us to be able to have some of that information now while we're still here, you know, enjoying life in the physical, to say, hey, you know, life is beautiful, and maybe we don't have to take everything so seriously and enjoy, you know. So, yeah, thank you again for sharing that and for sharing your advice there, Cyril.
Yeah, thank
so,
you.
So I'm going to go ahead and do a break. And after I do the break, I have a couple callers I actually want to bring on with us. And then after that, we'll go into a meditation. So let me go ahead and just do the break real quick. Everybody, you've been listening to the Men's Spiritual Hour. We're on once a month on Spiritual Connections Radio. It's me and Mike, and we're on once a month. And you can find out more about our show and other shows by going to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We have our guests on this evening, and we'd like you to check out their website, which is thesoulgate.net. That's thesoulgate.net. And with that, I'm going to bring on our first caller, if you guys are ready.
Ready? Yes,
you are. Now, we have someone really neat that's coming in. And I'm going to bring her on in a moment, but I have to tell you, every once in a while, I feel a very angelic, high-level angel presence in somebody when they come on the call, and this is definitely that type of presence. So it'd be really fun to bring her in. And is it Ani? A-N-I?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I was just talking to them about your angel presence. It's just high-level energy, and it's great to have you on the show with us. And what is your question?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for taking my call. I'm very happy to have this opportunity. My first question, I guess it would be involving, I guess it's a romantic, a love question. I guess it's going to be kind of more general. The question's more general as to, if you guys have, any feelings about maybe the person coming into my life or anything about that person.
Okay, Cindy, do you want to take that one?
I don't really understand
you. I'm sorry, because I don't know if it's my phone or something, because I heard you ask me, I think that you didn't understand something, but I couldn't understand the rest of what you said.
Okay, so to rephrase your question for Cindy, I think you were asking, when is a romantic partner going to come into your life?
Yes.
What you want to know? Right. The romantic partner is one who is a friend and will come into your life when you open up your heart and accept his energy into your life. They're all there waiting. But when you are ready, totally ready for this experience, it happens. There's no specific time except for that moment when you open up and say it's okay for them to come into your life, that they will be a friend.
Okay. I had just temporarily muted her because there was some background noise.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you have another question for us?
I guess that was... that was pretty much it. Is there anything else? That was very helpful. Very helpful. Was there anything else that anyone may have felt or had impressions about it?
You mean as far as what else you could do to be ready for a partner to come in?
Yes, I guess so. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute you because there's a lot of background noise, and I'll just answer this question for you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of background noise on her side. So, just like Cindy said, it's about opening your heart and being willing to let that energy in. I think a lot of things that I coach people on when they're looking for partners is to be able to think about the different things that you would like to have in your partner. It could be a sense of humor. It could be a feeling of being protected. It could be ideas about, different characteristics that you would like to see in them. And the idea behind it is, once you have a good idea of what it is that you're looking for, is for you to take those traits into yourself, to become those traits yourself. And from that space of loving yourself and taking on those different characteristics, that's the space that opens up to allow a partner to come in to match that that frequency or that kind of space. Does that sound about right, Cindy?
Yes, it does. When we went along to colleges and did psychic readings, and that was the question that the students asked the most, is when am I going to meet my person? And most of the people already had a person in mind, and they were a friend to begin with. But yes, having the qualifications that you will accept into your life defined is very helpful.
Excellent. Thank you. So, I'm just burning off for a second. So thank you for calling in this evening. Your energy is beautiful, and thank you for being on the show with us this evening.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you, all of you.
That was really neat energy. I enjoyed that. All right. Lynn, you're on the air. What question do you have?
Hi. Good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. My question, I'm thinking of relocating in a few months, and I wanted to know if anyone feels or sees that being a good location for me.
Okay, you're thinking about relocating, and you're interested in going small, you can find where that the best location for you would be.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I have, like, actually, you know, for a while I had one specific in mind. And then over the last several days, two other ones have kind of been looking pretty, I don't know, something. So that would be my question. Would the initial one or the last one be a better or a good location for me?
Okay. So with questions like these, we'll need to look at all the motivating factors around what's happening to leaving the place that you're at.
Yes.
Is it just an uncomfortable situation, or is it because you've come to the realization that you're drawn to something different?
Yeah, I feel, you know, I really feel that I feel that I have completed my period of time in this particular location. I feel when I first came to this area, I just had a lot of energy for it, and I don't know. I've just been feeling really a pull to another area.
Have you been to this area that you have in mind already?
I'm sorry. Would you repeat that?
Have you physically gone to this area and gotten a feel level of what living in this part of the world would be like?
Yes, I've been really, I don't know. And actually, one of the cities, I believe I had a dream about it last year sometime. Yeah. And,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That I was there. I dreamed I was there. I've never been to any. Well, I've kind of driven through one of them, but the one I dreamed about, I've never been to. It was, you know, kind of unusual, but I dreamed and I knew where I was because I knew the city because it has like certain features to it that are real prominent that you would know what city you're in. So I thought, wow, that's something. Yeah.
Hey, Annalise, well, one of the things that I would say about this is dreams are a way of guiding you.
I'm sorry, my phone is a little muffled or something. I didn't quite hear you. I'm sorry.
One of the things that I would say is that dreams are a way that we can receive information and receive guidance. Another way that we can receive guidance is what I mentioned earlier, is to take the time to get really still within.
Okay.
Without having any mental or emotional pull.
Yes.
Of not having any emotional or mental pull one way or the other. Ask your higher self.
Okay.
For an indication of where you'd be most comfortable to live.
Yes. Okay.
That line be made very loud and clear.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Once you do this, the most important thing is to trust.
Yes. Okay.
Because there is that part of us That is your source.
Yes.
And how we can best obtain those lessons. And
I'm sorry. You have to repeat that again. I didn't hear that.
What I would say is, there's a part of within each of us that is connected with Source, that knows what is most important for us to fulfill our life's aim and purpose, and where we could be on the planet to fulfill that aim and purpose. So one needs to get still through meditation without the suggestion and ask the direction, ask for a sign from oneself. And it'll be a feeling level, it'll be an awareness.
Yes.
That will become very clear to you.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
If there are signs of and feelings of stress and anxiety, then that certainly is an indication of, well, maybe I need to rethink that.
Yes, okay.
Rethink that location. Rethink those ideas.
Yes.
That's your connection with who you are that's giving you a message.
Okay.
How does that sound to you?
That sounds like right on. Mm-hmm. It does. Yes. Mm-hmm. It does.
Very good, Lynn. We wish you the best of luck with your journey, and thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you so much. God bless everyone. Thank you. Good night.
That was excellent. Thank you. Yeah, we don't normally have callers on the show, but when we had a couple come in, I was like, well, meant to be.
Yeah.
So we have a couple minutes left before we go into the closing of the show. So you want to go ahead and lead us in a little guided meditation?
Yes, I'll be happy to. I'm going to turn on some background music. It's some of Mike's music. So Cindy's getting that ready right now. I'm going to just reposition myself here. So now at this moment, for this meditation, we'd like everyone to get in a very comfortable position and take a deep breath in and relax. And as you breathe in and out, allow your physical form to relax more and more, going deeper and deeper and flowing deeper and deeper into the I am that you are, feeling very safe, feeling very secure as you breathe in and out. Let's relax more and more. Your physical form is now flowing very deeply into that state of being that is comfortable, that is relaxed, that is at ease. Now just picture in your mind's eye white light flowing from your feet, flowing upward to your body. A silvery white bubbles flows up from the feet, past the knees, flowing to the hips, flowing up the abdomen and up the spine, invigorating every cell of one. And as it flows upward, but more of a swim area in the center of the foot. And it's the third eye shot. This is a gateway. A gateway that leads to our own personal inner space. Our own personal place of peace and quiet. It is a connection place. And we now at this area of the forehead. Notice a doorway. And we're quite easily through this doorway into an inner state of being. It's very peaceful. Picture in your mind's eye a place by the beach, or a place in the woods, in the meadow. It's your own personal place, a place of connection with who you really are. And in this place of connection now, as you breathe in and out, you notice now that there is light. It flows in from the top of the head and in through the feet. And this light is the energy of love. It flows like warm, cool water. Every particle of every cell in your being. And as this flows, every cell in your being is bathed in this light of love. It is who you truly are. And we take a deep breath in, and we feel this love, this awareness of who we are. And now at this moment, we release that which is no longer necessary and important. No. We release our disharmony and discomfort and dis-ease, allowing us to flow deeper and deeper in this love. Now with this, we now go back from our place and space, back to the forehead, back to the entrance way, returning back to the here and now moment, and we open our eyes, and we move. Being back in the here and now physical present form. It is accomplished.
Okay. Well, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Very, very nice. Thank you. So, turning to the last couple of questions, Cindy.
She's right here. Here she is.
What's
fine. Cindy, you know, on your journey and everything, what is the biggest lesson in life you've learned so far?
The lesson that I have learned is that this too shall pass. Anything that happened, change just keeps happening and happening and happening. And one of the things that I heard at the Course in Miracles circle the last week was life is a continuous stream of therapeutic irritants. And it just made me laugh because so many times throughout the day, there are so many things that I would want to have flow in a different way. And instead of getting upset about it, I now just laugh. So laughter and knowing that everything changes and that you have a new start every moment or every day can be just a new start, a new beginning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Cindy. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to say we were going to ask Cyril the same thing. Are we ready for that question yet, Mark?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, Cyril, we'd like to ask you the same question. What has been the biggest lesson in life you've learned so far?
The biggest lesson in life that I've learned so far is the pause that refreshes. In this, it means looking at life in the here and now moment, not going any further into the future, not going anywhere in the past. So one doesn't get the opportunity to stretch up past ego, worries, concerns. And one doesn't get into future anxiety of what things are there might happen. To realize that now moment we are lost. And not only are we lost, but we can lost our life. And our aim and purpose of being on this planet is to share that loss with everyone that we meet. So that's been my learning lesson. In many moments where I'm still at right now, you know, varying degrees of what I would say fitness, but this, so I'm judging myself. Thank you. Oh, it's not there.
Very, very good. Thank you. Mike, I noticed that during the meditation, there was some music that was being played, and we know, or at least people who are familiar with you, know some of the music and everything. Why don't you go ahead and talk about your website and the music and how people can find it?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, the particular piece of music that was being played during the meditation was called Inner Peace, and I know it was kind of hard to hear it because we were trying to do a Skype connection, and that would have been better quality for the music. On the telephone, it's not the best, but... anyhow, that was my Inner Peace CD, and that was the very beginning part of it, which is the piano section. But anyhow, I have several other CDs for sale on my website, too. I have one, which is my newest one, which is called Release. That's a very enjoyable one, and I also have several others that you can find on my website. And my website itself is www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. And you also find different downloads of different metaphysical classes and other meditation music events that I participate in on my website. So feel free to check it out. And I also do individual music sessions where I create my own personal meditation music. I can do it remotely or in person. I work mostly out of Clinton, New Jersey. And yeah, that's a little bit about me then.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you, Mike. Cindy, can I pull you back on?
Yes.
Cindy, go ahead and give out your website again.
Okay, it's thesoulgate.net.
And can you talk a little bit about some of the services that you offer?
Well, I do healing classes. And I also utilize the harp to do all the meditations with Cyril in these classes. And then I also have the service that I do is I go to people, they're passing over, or they're going on that journey to the light, and I play the music for them while they relax into understanding that it's the journey into the most beautiful experience that can ever be experienced, and get them to relax and enjoy the show with their soul rather than fearing and holding on to their body.
That's excellent. Thank you. Well, it's great having both of you on the show for the interview this evening. I appreciate you both being on. And as always, Mike, it's great having you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It was great to be here with everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much, Mark and Mike.
All right. Sounds great. It's been great having you all on. I want to say goodnight to everybody. You've been listening to the Men's Spiritual Hour on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.